Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. Let's start again on Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, about a quarter of the way up from the bottom at the two dots. Today's daf deals with all the aspects of the mitzvah of giving honor to Torah scholars. Tanar Abanim Lidin Abraisa. The verse says, Mipnei Seivatakum, before old age, get up. Then it says, "Vahadarta pnei zakin," and give glory to the face of the elder. Yachal afilu mipnei zakin ashmai. If it says, "Get up for old age," maybe even an old man who's wicked, you have to stand up for him as he walks by. Tamaloma, that's what the verse continued and said, "Vahadarta pnei zakin," and give honor to the elder. Ein zakin elachacham. Zakin refers to a sage of Torah. Shenemar, it says, "Isfuli shivim ish mizikne Yisrael." Gather for me 70 elders from the age, from the sages of Israel. That's the view of the first Tana. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Ein Zaken El Misha Kana Chachma. Zaken doesn't just mean a chacham, it means someone who has acquired wisdom, as we know that the very word Zaken stands for Zekana, this one has acquired. As in the phrase, Hashem Kanani, God created me, Reishis Darko, I'm the beginning of his way, God created the Torah as the beginning of the creation. Maybe when you have to stand up for a sage, you stand up even when he's far from you, just that you see him. That's what the verse says, you should stand up. And right afterwards it says, and give honor. You stand in a location where it's clear that you're giving him honor when he's close to you, when he's within 4 amos, 6 feet of you. Maybe when it says Vadarta Pnei Zakin, it might mean you have to give him money. Tamalomar Takum Vadarta, that's the verse, says, get up and you will give him honor. Makima Shein Bechesron Kis. Getting up doesn't cost you money. Afhidur Sotu, giving him honor, Shein Bechesron Kis, without costing you money. Yachol Yamri Panim Besakisim Besamerchats. Maybe I would have thought you have to stand up for a sage, even in a bathroom, even in a bathhouse. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says, Takum ipnei seva takum, and then it says, Vahadarta pnei zakein, and give glory to the face of the sage. Again, to equate the getting up to the giving of glory, lo amarti kimel b'makom sheyesh hidur. You only have to get up in a location where there is giving of glory, namely an honorable spot, not a bathroom. Yachol yatzim ein av kemisha lo ra'o. Maybe a person can hide his eyes and pretend that he doesn't see the sage and not get up. Tamaloma, that's the verse says, Takum, get up. And then it says, V'yareisim elokechan, fear God, God's watching. Davar amasu lelev, all matters that are up to the heart. The verse says that God is watching. Nehemar bo, V'yareisim elokecha, fear God, because he's watching and making sure that you do it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, over Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Minayin lezakin shlo yatriach. How do we know that there's also an obligation on the sage not to walk by people, because that would inconvenience them? If he can go another way, he should go a different way. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says, Zaken, you the sage, the elder of your race, so you should fear God. Isi ben Yehuda omer, ipnei seva takum. When the verse says, get up for old age, afilu kol seva b'mashma. He disagrees both with the Tanakama and with Rabbi Yossi. He says, any old man you should get up for. Okay, that's the Braisa. Ask the Gemara. The first discussion in the Braisa was, how do you know that you have to stand up only for a Torah sage? So it's either because Zaki means a chacham, or Zaki is zekan a chachma. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Tanakama, it's the same opinion. So now, Ika Beinah, there is a difference. Yanik v'chacham. What happens if he's young, but he's already mastered a great amount of Torah, he's a great sage? Tanakama, Savar, Yanik v'chacham, lo. You don't have to stand up for a young man who's younger than you, but he knows a lot. Even a young man who's mastered a great amount, you have to stand for him. And that's the way we pass on the halacha. My time with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosef Aglili? I'm going to tell it like this. If you're going to think that the way to read the verses that the Tanakama said it, get up for an old man, and then it defines what is old man. It means a person who is a chacham. The Torah should have linked the two things. It should have said, Mipnei Seva Zaken, because of old age, of a man who's a chacham, Takum, get up, Vadarta, and give glory. Why did the Torah split it into two phrases? Mipnei Seva Takum, and then another phrase, Vihadarta Pnei Zaken. Lememer to say the high, love high, this one, Seva, is not Zaken. The high and chacham and Zaken is not Seva. High love high. Shmamina. So that means that there's another person you should get up for besides the old man who's a sage. Afilu Yanik v'chacham, even someone who's a young man who's a sage. V'tana kama, who said that it's only for an old man who's a sage. He'll tell you the reason why the Torah didn't put the two things together. Save on zakein. Mishum deboy lemismach zakein v'yareisa. Because it wants to put the word zakein, v'adarta pnei zakein, next to the word v'yareisa to teach the other lesson, that a sage himself has to fear God and avoid making people stand for him. Tana kama. My time, what will the Tanakama say back? What's his reasoning? Why does he think that it's so clear that you don't get up for a young man, it's only for an old man who's also a sage? If you think the way Rabbi Yosef Aglili read it, it's two different people. Im kei nifta rachmanas, in the Torah should have said, mipnei seva takum, get up for old age, the hadarta, and you should give glory to the old man. And then it should have said, takum vadarta pnei zaken, get up and give glory to the young person who's acquired wisdom. So it should have repeated both verbs in regards to both subjects. Umidlo kasav hachi, since the verse is not written that way, shlamino chadu, that's to prove to you that it's really the same subject. You get up for an old man who is also a zakein, a sage.
So it sounds like you have to get up every time they come within 4 amos of you?
Yeah.
Every time?
Yeah.
4 amos or when they enter the room?
No, 4 amos. Okay, let's go back to this braisa that taught us all sorts of laws about honoring sages. Amar ma, we learned before, yachol yahadrenu b'mamo, the Torah says, v'adarta pnei zakein, give honor and glory to the face of a sage. Does that mean you have to spend money on it? Tamaloma, that's the verse that said right before that. Ipnei seva tukum, for old age get up. And then it says, v'adarta and give glory. So makim hashem b'chisrom kiss, just like getting up, doesn't require an expense of money. Afhidur, so to the giving of the glory, she'ein b'chisrom kiss, it doesn't have an expense of money. Asks the Gemara, v'kim les b'chisrom kiss, does getting up not require spending money? Milo askin of the Kanak of Marganisa. Sometimes a person is cutting a jewel, he's cutting a pearl, and the sage walks by, he has to get up, he stops his work, so that does require losing money. And the Hachi Vachi Kaim and Kameh, as he's walking by, he stands up for him. Ubatum Malachto, and he's not going to be doing his work, that's going to be a loss of money. So now I'll tell you, he doesn't have to get up in such a case. How do I know it? Elaakish kima lihidur, because it says get up and it says give glory. So my hidur shein bo bitul, just like giving glory implies that you're not losing out of work, you're just giving glory. Afkima, so to when do you have to get up? Shein bo bitul, only when it doesn't cause you to lose work. Elaakish nami hidur lakima. And now compare the glory to getting up. Makima shein bo chesron kis, just like getting up doesn't normally require a loss of money. Afhidur, when you give glory, it's only shein b'chesron kis, only when it doesn't require a loss of money. So the sages said, ein bali umnios reshoyin lam unipnei tamid hachamim b'shah sha'oskim b'malachtam. When someone is busy doing his work and a rabbi walks by, he's not allowed to stop his work to stand up for the rabbi because there is no obligation for him to lose money in standing up for the rabbi. Asks the Gemara, but we learned in regards to Bikurim, that when the farmer is bringing the Bikurim, the new fruit, up to the Beis HaMikdash to give it to the Kohen, as he walks by, everybody stands up, even though people are doing work. Ivatam Lutana Mishnah, Kol Bali Umnios, all the people who are busy with whatever their craft is, they stand up in front or before the people who are bringing the Bikurim, B'shalom B'shlomam, and they seek out their welfare. They say, how are you doing? Shalom Aleichem, Om Lehem, they tell them, Achenu, our brethren, Anshei Makom Ploni, people from the following place, people from Shiloh, people from Tzipori, people from Tzfat, Boachem L'shalom, your arrival should be an arrival with peace. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Mipneihem Omdim, they stand in front of people bringing Bikurim, who are doing a mitzvah. But they don't have to stand before the Torah scholars as they walk by.
You're not talking about
Rabbi Mivak,
yes?
That's correct. Rabbi Yossi Baravin said, Borei kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Come and consider how special it is when a person is doing a mitzvah at the moment that he's doing the mitzvah. Sharim ipnei omdim, because the people bringing bikurim, they're doing a mitzvah, and all the people who are working stand up in front of them. And yet, but they wouldn't stand up in front of a Torah scholar as he walks by. They wouldn't have to stop their work for the Torah scholar. The Dilma says, maybe it's not such a statement about how great it is when someone's doing a mitzvah. But maybe shiny hasam there, when it's bikurim, it's important to stand and honor them. Because if you don't stand and honor them, you're going to disappoint them for the future. In other words, they're going to say, we came to Yerushalayim, nobody noticed us, everyone was busy with their own thing, we're not going to come next year. So to encourage them to keep coming back with their bikurim, you stand up for them. But maybe when you're doing a mitzvah, it's not as big a deal as someone who's studying Torah. Amar Mara learned in the Braisa, maybe you should stand up for someone who's in the bathroom or in the bathhouse when he's a Torah scholar walking by. That's what it says. Takum next to Vahadarta. You get up in a getting up of giving glory, not in a place that's not glorious. Below, is that so that you don't stand up in a bathhouse for a Torah scholar? Rav Chiya have a Yasid Bei Maschuta. We know Rav Chiya was sitting in the bathhouse. The Chalif Azul, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, walked by. Velo Kame Kame, Rav Chiya didn't get up. V'ikbarim, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, got upset. And he went and he told his father, Rabbi, Shnei Chumshin Shanisi Lo B'Sefer Tehillim, I taught him 2/5 of the book of Tehillim. V'lo Haman Mipanai, yet I walked by him when he was sitting in the bathhouse, and he didn't stand up for me. V'su, another story. Bar Kapara, Amri La Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yossi. Now they were sensitive because it was for the honor of the Torah. They felt that the Torah that they had was being disrespected, not personal honor. And another story, Bar Kapara, some say it was Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yossi. Hava Yosef Bei Maschuta was sitting in the bathhouse. Al Vazel Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Again, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe walked by. Velo Kameh Kameh, and he didn't stand up for him. V'ikbad Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe was upset. V'asam Alei Lavu, he came and he told his father Rebbe, Shnei Shlishe Shlish Shanisi Lo B'Toras Kohanim. I taught him 2/3 of a third of Toras Kohanim, of the book of Ayikra, and yet he didn't stand up before me as I walked by. He said to him, maybe he was sitting and thinking about the Midrashim that you taught him, and he didn't even notice that you walked by. So time of the Behen Yoshev Umahar, again, he justified, the Gemara will ask it. So he's sitting and he's thinking Torah. Halavachi, otherwise, lo, he would have been wrong in not getting up. But we just said that there is no mitzvah to get up for a Torah sage in a bathroom. Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Habavati gavaya bavati barai. There's a difference between the inner part of the bathhouse and the outer part of the bathhouse. In the outer part of the bathhouse, everyone is dressed and they're sitting around. In the inner part of the bathhouse, everyone is undressed. When everyone is undressed, there's no point to giving honor to the Torah scholar. It's not a place of glory. So then you don't have to stand up. But in the outer part where they're sitting and waiting in the waiting room, so that's when Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe was upset that these students of his were not standing up for him. And Achanami Mustaba, this makes sense that that's what's going on. Because Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochan, Roger's port. You're allowed to think thoughts of Torah everywhere. Except for a bathhouse or a bathroom where you can't think thoughts of Torah. So what were these sages doing getting so immersed in thoughts of Torah? Must be that they were not inside the bathhouse, they were on the outer part of the bathhouse. So the Gemara says, that wouldn't be approved, because Dilma la'onse shani. Maybe there it was different, because he was thinking Torah, he came into the bathhouse, he couldn't distract himself, he kept thinking and thinking, and therefore he was thinking the thoughts of the Torah.
And mikvah also considered a bathhouse?
Yeah, so same. Any place where people are undressed.
If you see somebody in the mikvah and he's not dressed, could you say, like, Shabbat Shabbos, and things like that, or?
You don't have to give him honor. Then the Braisa said that the sage, Yachol Yatzim Einav, maybe he could hide the student, could close his eyes, kamishalo ra'u, and pretend that he's not seeing the sage coming by. So that's what it says. Zakein, and next to V'areisan, the sage himself should fear God. So the Gemara asks, Atabirashi Yaskin, are we dealing with wicked people who just ignore a mitzvah and pretend that they didn't have to do it? Ella, so what does it mean? Yachol Yatzim Einav Mikamid Limtayez Man Chiyuva. Remember, you only have to stand up for the sage when he is close to you, when he's within 6 feet. So maybe when you see him at the beginning of the room, and he's not yet close to you, you're going to close your eyes. The Chimatiz Man Chiyuva, that when the time of obligation arrives, Alo Chazila, you're not going to see him, the Kaim Mikamid, that you should stand for him. Tamalom, that's what the verse says. Tukum, get up for your race and fear God. Time to look in the Bryce. A zoi kima sheyesh bahidur. What does it mean, get up, and then right away and give honor? What's the getting up that gives honor? Haviomer zedal adamas. It means you get up when it's clear that you're getting up for him, when he's within 6 feet of you. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, this is what Izzy pointed out earlier, lo amaren ela barabo sheno muvak. All of these rules are only true when he's a teacher, and he's your teacher, but he's not your main teacher. Avol barabo amuvak. But in your main teacher, namely the teacher who taught you most of your wisdom, then melo einav, you have to get up as long as you see him. Once you see him, you already have to stand up for him.
So when we just go like that, it's not really right.
No, it is. We'll see. That's also to give honor.
But it's like just wait till they pass, though.
No? It depends for what level of scholarship, as we'll see. Abaye mekiyav chazile luudne dechamer de Rav Yosef. When Abaye would see the ears of the donkey of Rav Yosef, the Asi who was coming close, Havakaimi would already stand up. Abaye avarachiv chamra. Abaye was once riding a donkey, the kamazga agudu de nahar sagya, and he was on the other side of this river sagya. Yosef Rav Meshar Shiv Rabbanam beidach kisa. Rav Masharshi and the rabbis were on the other side of the river. They didn't get up for him. Amalui said, but I'm your main teacher. Once you see me, you should get up. Even though I'm the other side of a river, I'm not within 6 feet. But once you see me, you should be standing up. Amalui, they said, Lava Daitin, we didn't remember to notice you. We were thinking and learning Torah. We didn't see you coming by. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said in the Braisa, Minayin lezaken shlo yatriach, how do we know that the sage himself should be sensitive? And if he can walk in a way that's not walking next to people, he should do that so he doesn't make them stand up. Tamaloma, that's what it says. Zaken, you the sage, the old man of your race, should also fear God. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Naktinan, we have a rule, Dimakiv chay, that if we have a chance to go in a roundabout way so as not to walk in front of the crowd, you get more life. Abaye Makif, when Abaye would come into a room to give a class, he wouldn't walk through the crowd that everyone stands up. He would walk around. Rabbi Zera Makif, Rabbi Zera would walk in a roundabout way. Ravina Abba Yosef, come here to Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifti. Ravina was once sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifti. Chalafahu Gavra Kame, that man walked by him. Velo Michsi Reishan, he didn't have his head covered. Amar, so he said, Kama Chatzifai Gavra, what a brazen man this is. Amar, so he said, Dilmi Matamachsia Niyu. Maybe he's from Matamachsia. They always have sages with them. And since they always have sages with them, they don't treat the sages with respect. They feel entitled to the sages. They're used to the sages. And that's why they could walk by sages without covering their hair. Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda said, he disagreed with the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. And he said, Afilu kol seva shebemashma, any type of old age you need to stand for. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah kisi ben Yehuda. Allah is like kisi ben Yehuda. You have to stand up for all the old people. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan have a koik mikame saved armai. Rabbi Yochanan used to stand up for the old people who weren't Jewish. Amr used to say, Kamahar patku adu alayhu dahani. How many experiences have gone over these people? They've had so many ups and downs in their lives. They've seen the hand of God so much. I need to stand in front of them. Rava makem lo koik. Rava wouldn't stand. Hidur avad lehu. But he used to give them honor. In other words, that's what Roger referenced before. He would move up a little bit. In other words, he wouldn't stand up the whole height. This is what he would do for the old men who weren't Jewish. Abaye yarev yadalasavi. If an old man would come by, Abaye would give out his arms that the man could lean on it. Rava Meshadr Shluche. Rava used to send his attendant to help out the old man as they would walk by. And Rav Nachman Meshadr Guzayi. Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa. He had Persian police officers in his court to carry out his rulings. He used to send out these police officers to help the old people as they walked by. He himself didn't help. Why? Because Amr used to say, Lav Torah, Kama Nachman. Bar Abba, Yika Beshuka. If not for Torah, how many Nachmans would there be? In other words, for me, I need to carry myself with great dignity and respect, because it's not to honor myself, but it's to honor the Torah that I have within me. Amr Rav Ebo, Amr Rav Yanai. Rav Ebo said in the name of Rav Yanai, Ein Talmud Chacham, Rashoi Lamun Bnei Rabo, Ela Shachas V'Arvis. A Torah scholar can't stand up for his teacher all day. He can only stand twice, in the morning and in the evening. Because it's not right that he honor his teacher more than he honors God. He only prays to God morning and evening, so he should only be honoring his teacher morning and evening. I'll challenge you. We learned from Shimon Elazar Omer, how do you know that the sage shouldn't, you know, walk by people? He should try to find a roundabout way. He shouldn't inconvenience them. Tamaloma, that's what the verse said. Zakin, you, the old man, also via resa, should fear God. Via amit, if you're going to say that you only have to stand up, shachas v'aris bovad, in the morning and the evening. Amailo nitrach, what's the big deal for the sage to walk by? Chiyuvahu, after all, either he's obligated to get up twice a day, or he already got up twice a day, doesn't have to stand. Elav, so no. So it must be that kulioma, you have to stand up all day. No, says the Gemara, La'olam shachas v'yaris bovat. You only have to stand up in the morning and in the evening. V'afilu haki, and even so, the sage shouldn't walk by, because kamad afshalei, as much as he can, lo nitrach, he shouldn't inconvenience people. Amar Belazar, Rabbi Lazar taught, kol tamad chacham she'inom b'nei rabbo. If there's a Torah scholar who doesn't stand up when his rabbi, when his teacher walks by, nikra rasha, he's called a wicked man. He won't merit to have a long life. And he will forget his learning. As the verse says in Koheles, V'tov and goodness lo yiyeh l'rasha will not be for a wicked man. V'lo yarech yamim, and he won't have a long life. Katzel, rather he will be like the shade. Why? Asher einenu yarei milifnei elokim, because he doesn't fear before God. What does it mean, fearing God? What's the meaning of fearing God, of not fearing God? So Kishu Omer, since it says, stand up for the sage. And fear God. That means the definition of fearing God is standing up for a sage. So the Asher Einenu Yarei Milufanecha, the one who doesn't fear you, is the one who doesn't stand for the sage. Maybe he's losing all these things, not because he doesn't stand for a sage, but maybe other cases in the Torah where it talks about fearing God. For example, the Torah says, don't charge interest and fear God. The Torah says, make sure that your weights and measures are honest and fear God. So maybe it's saying that. If a person charges interest to a fellow Jew that he loans money to, or if he has dishonest weights and measures, then he's going to end up not having a goodness and not having a long life, and he's going to be like the shade that passes. It says here, because he doesn't have fear before God, in the presence of God, and it says, Vahadarta Pnei Zakin, and give honor to the face of the sage. Okay, now a question. Ibailu, they had a question in the yeshiva. What happens, Bno, if it is his son, Vuhu Rabbo, but his son is also his teacher? Does the father have to stand for his son, who is his teacher? Mahu Lamod Mipnei Aviv. Does he have to stand? Does the teacher, who is the son, have to stand for the father? We're going to see. We're going to get to that soon. So here, the son is the teacher. The father is his student. Does the son have to stand up when the father comes in like the other sons? Because after all, the father himself, to some degree, has to give respect to the son, because he's his teacher. So Tashma, come and hear a proof. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said, Rav Yehuda, Shinina. You sharp one. Kumi kami avuch. You get up for your father. So you see that even though Rav Yehuda was the teacher of his father, he had to stand for his father. So Gemara says, no. Shani Rav Yecheskel. Rav Yehuda's father. Rav Yecheskel's different. The Baal Maisim Hava. He was someone who performed many good deeds. He was a very kind-hearted person. He gave a lot of tzedakah. Even our great master Shmuel used to stand up for Rav Yecheskel. So if that's the case, so why did Shmuel have to tell him to stand up? Of course he would have to stand up. This is what he was telling him. Right. Sometimes Rav Yecheskel is standing behind me, he's coming from behind me. I don't see him to get up for him. But I'm telling you, you're his son. You see him. Kum at mekameh. You get up for him. Don't worry about my honor that you're standing up when I'm in the middle of a class, clearly giving honor to somebody else. He's your father and he's a big baltstaka. You should be standing for him. Now we have Roger's question. Ibayaluhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Benovuhu rabo. Let's say the son is the teacher of the father. Does the father have to stand in honor of the son when the son walks by? Tashma, come in here. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to say, Ani eini kedai lam ripnei b'ni. I really shouldn't be on. I shouldn't be standing in honor of my son. I shouldn't be standing in his honor. But my son is the son-in-law of the Nasi. That's why I stand up for him, for the honor of the family of the Nasi. So Taima, what was he saying? I shouldn't stand up. Tana Rabbi said, it's not really fitting for me to stand for him because I'm his teacher. Ha'iu Rabbi implying, but if he would be my teacher, I would have had to stand in front of him. So Gemara says, no, that's not what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi meant. Hachi Karma, this is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi meant. Ani eini kedai lam ripnei b'ni. I'm really not someone who should be standing for my son because I know more than him. V'afiluhu rabbi. And even if he would be my teacher, I shouldn't be standing for him. D'hanavua, because I'm his father. But why am I standing? Elam yishum kvod beis ha-nasi. I'm standing for my son because he's married to the daughter of the Nasi. And to give honor to the household of the Nasi, to give honor to the family of the Nasi, I'm standing. Ibayilu, that a question. Rachuv kemahalech dami olo. If you have a sage and he's sitting on an animal, riding on the animal, when he's riding by you, do you stand for him or not? If he's sitting, you don't stand. So is that considered sitting because he's sitting on the animal? Or maybe since the animal is moving, that's considered walking. Its motion is walking, and therefore you have to stand for him. Amar Abaye Abaye said, Tashma, come and hear a proof from the following braisa. Related to this week's parsha. Tame, a person who has tzaras. Yoshev tachas ha'ilan, who's sitting under a tree. V'tohar omeid, and a tohar person is standing under that tree. Tame, the tohar person becomes tame, because the tree is an ol over both of them. If tame omeid tachas ha'ilan, if the mitzorah though is standing under the tree. V'tohar yoshev, and the tohar person is sitting under the tree. Tohar, the tohar person stays tohar. Because since the mitzora is not sitting, he doesn't transmit tuma. V'im yashav atameh, if the mitzora sat down, then a tahor tameh, then the tahor person becomes tameh. V'chein be'evan amenugas, the same thing would be true about a stone that had tzaras on it. That if the person is sitting with the stone in his hand, the other people under the tree would become tameh. But if the Torah person is sitting under the tree and the Evan is in the hands of someone who's standing, he does not become tummy. V'am Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, Rav Nachman Bar Kohen said, Zoso Meres, Rachuv Kemahalich Tummy. That teaches you that if someone is riding, it's as if he is walking. Because what's going on here? The stone is stationary. Stone is sitting. But yet we're saying when he's standing, The stone is considered like the tameh person standing, and it can't transmit tumah. But if the person with the stone is sitting, then the stone is seated, and then it can transmit tumah. So what do you see? You see that when you look at the object, you look at the person carrying the object, or the being carrying the object. So if a person is the object, the Torah sage is the object, if he's on the donkey, if the donkey is moving, it's as if he's moving, and rachav kemahalach tami, shmamina, that is in fact the proof. So if your rabbi rides by you on a horse, you have to stand up. It's as if he walked by you.
Same with the car,
I guess, right? Ibailu, that a question. Ma'olam u'pnei Sefer Torah. You have to stand when a Sefer Torah walks by. So b'chilkia, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lazar Amri. They said, of course. Kal v'chomer. Right? If you stand for the Torah scholar, u'pnei lomdel omdim, if you stand for those who study the Torah, mi'panel lo kol shekein, certainly you have to stand for the Torah itself. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Avu Yasfi, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi were sitting. Khalifa Azul, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba walked by them. They stood up in front of him. Amar Lahus, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba said to them, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, you didn't have to stand up for me. Chada, first of all, Da'atim Chakima Vani Chaver. You are sages. I'm not as great a sage as you. I'm just a Chaver. Oh, and furthermore, Klum Toro Meritis Mipnei Lom Deha. Since you are learning halacha, you are Torah. And I am not learning right now. I'm just walking by. So why should the Torah itself stand up for those who study the Torah?
He's lower than them, right? Why would he rebuke them?
I guess because he thought it was the wrong thing. So the Gemara explains, why did Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, in fact... So Savar La Rabbi Elazar. He has like Rabbi Elazar. Damar Rabbi Elazar. In Tamut Chacham Ashay Lam Upnei Rabbo. B'shash Osik BaTorah. That when a Torah scholar is busy learning Torah, he has no right to stand up for his teacher. And Abaye disagreed with it. Laid Allah Abaye. And Abaye disagreed. He felt even when you're learning Torah, you should stand up when your Torah teacher passes by. One second. We could just finish this sugya. Just one little piece. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'ibitu achrei Moshe ad bo'o ela. They used to look after Moshe till he would come to the tent. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha disagreed. Chad Amar L'gnai, they would look at Moshe with criticism. The Chad Amar L'shevach, they would look at him and praise him. Adam L'gnai, the one who says with criticism, Kidi Isa, as is explained elsewhere, they used to claim Moshe was heavy set. He said, why is he so heavy? Must be he's stealing money from us. And he's using it for food. And Madam Al-Shabach, the one who says that the Pasuk means that it was a praise, and Amar Chizki, Amar Yerubachanina, Bredir Bavo, Amar Bavo, Amar Bavdimi, Dmin Chayfa, that Chacham over, if a sage is walking by, Omin Milfanav Arba Amos, you stand before him once he's within 4 amos. Kevin Shavar Arba Amos, once he's 4 amos away from you, Yoshev, you can sit down. Av Bezdin over, when the head of the court passes by, Omen Mufan of Melo Enov, you have to stand up once you see him. Kevin Shavar Arba Amos, Yoshev, once he passed 4 amos, you can sit down. But Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, like Moshe Rabbeinu over, is passing by. Omen Mufan of Melo Enov, you stand up the moment you see him. Veinu Yoshev, Achieshev, Mkomo, you don't sit down until he's at his place. That's what the verse says. V'bitu achrei Moshe ad bo'o ela. They would look after Moshe till he came to the tent.